Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay! Welcome to FMLFPL, Milan!
This is Walsh.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, did you give me a really extra quiet? This is Walsh.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just fucking fucked up over here.
I missed it, dude, but it's okay. That's Walsh. Hello.
That's always Walsh.
You want to start off this week?
Yeah,
it's a bad week.
It's funny. It's just because so many people had such great weeks, and we didn't do. I'm sitting with 53 points after... Auto subs really killed me today when I got negative 2 points from Francis in, which was fantastic.
Like other people getting guys in for Jones got like all sorts of cleans. So many points off the bench this week for so many people. And you get a fucking negative two and I get a zero auto subbed in.
And I'm like, I was thinking about writing the lineup lambs. I'm just like, oh, my squad's so good. Like, yeah. This is great. And then I'm like, squad. Give me 10 men. Like, I wish I had 10 men. Like, I wish I had 3 non-players on my bench this week so I wouldn't get fucking negative points subbed in. Second red card of the season for me. But
unbelievable.
53 points. I mean, Kane didn't come in, obviously, on captain. I didn't really get much. The Pope transfer was nice. I don't even want to know where I'd be without that. I'd be on like in the 40s. But my Triple City midfield, this is the second week going with them. And I mean, I've gotten 2 returns from the 3 of them both weeks. And they're doing fine, but it's so frustrating watching City because there are so many times when I'm like so close to an 8-point assisting goal, like one of them assisting another. And between like Sterling and Silva fucking up everything, it just never comes off.
But, yeah, it never happens.
I mean, I just didn't have any Chelsea boys. Obviously, it's have had Salah in place for a long time, but it's proving, I feel like, worse this season than in memory. Just missing captaincy is just a nightmare week all around. And, you know, we looked at it, and if we just got 6 more points, we'd be pretty much maintaining or so. So... missing captain with Kane was really frustrating, but he had the chances to do it. You know, he had his leg wrapped, and he got subbed off early, had a pen shout. Nothing was working for Spurs. That game was put on its head, so obviously vice-captain Salah coming in with 16 as usual vice-captaincies.
My vice-captains have been phenomenal this year.
Yeah. Every week the vice-captain comes in huge. That's about it. I don't know.
Yeah, our teams are kind of similar. I mean, like, you got... 3 out of 4 returns from your midfield. I got 5 out of 5 returns from my midfield. But our defenders and our forwards and our captain, we both capped Kane, are just complete fucking nightmare. Like, I've thought a lot about just, like, this season this week as just I dropped 50 points, which put me down 160K, which just, like, at this point just feels like where I belong. I'm almost at 400K already. Back at 400K. It's just like when things are going good this season, they're, for me at least, I'm getting these like small rises. Like I'll get like 3 greens in a row and go up 30K each of those week. And then when they go bad, it's just like a mammoth fucking red dick up my ass. I just can't, like, I'm not like taking advantage of the periods of the season when my team is good, like after wild card. And then the next thing you know it, my team is fucking bad and injured and terrible and I'm fucked, you know?
It's captains, dude. I mean...
Yeah, it's mostly captains. I mean, it's mostly Kane, to be honest. Like, yeah. I've had him since game week 1. And I've probably... I should have looked back, but I've capped him at least 4 times, maybe 5 times. One of those games, the game I was at, which, you know, that's good for me, was the West Ham game... He scored a brace. Amazing. I'm flying. Every other time I've capped him, he's gotten 1 point twice or 0 or 2 points. So it's just like, oh my God, all of those weeks. Like, I yearn for the days of Lukaku bandwagon captain when he just gets like 1 worthless goal and I just don't red arrow, even though like his captaincies are sort of meaningless because everyone has him. It's like, at least I'm not getting a fucking 1 point. You can't even get 2 points. Like, just can't get it going, and it's just brutal. Like, my 3 forwards this week, Aguero didn't play, Captain Kane, combined for fucking 2 points. Jordan Ayew, thanks. And then my fucking five defenders with Jones and Toby out combined for 2 points. Like, that's unbelievable. Multiple zeros in one team and 4 one-pointers in one team. Just like, I don't know. I mean, Kane just has way more blanks than he has returns this season, which is unlike him to be so inconsistent. You know, it's he's getting the braces, but he's just blanking so much. And
Spurs, I mean, he's only returning 4 of 12 games. You know,
and like all four are fucking double-digit hauls. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure if you look at like him versus Lukaku, if you're looking at the captaincy, obviously it's nicer with Lukaku since he gets some donkey shit every game somehow, but you know, he's not getting 16, 13-pointers anywhere. So it averages out. Like, you cap him for a 16-pointer, then you cap him for a 2. Like, then you're looking at about, you know, 8, 9 for both games. But I get it. I mean, I hear you. It's just,
yeah, just
when you...
Yeah, feels bad.
Yeah, it feels terrible. And he's been really tough this year, especially, like, you know, the injury. Missed a game, couple blanks. He's getting subbed every game now, the minutes managed. And I really hope that they have Dortmund midweek. It's really getting to be difficult. And I guess we're going to just transition into Kane and talk. Do you want to do housekeeping before we move off our teams?
Dude, it's so funny that Pope got you bones.
One save.
One save.
I mean,
one save, two bonus points. What?
I was looking back. That's also really one of the first times, maybe in like 2 months, that I made a transfer and I got points right away.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't hurt me. Yeah. I just got positive points on the transfer. I can't remember the last time. I think it's been since probably September that happened.
Well, because, yeah, almost every time they just die. It's not even they play and they blank. They just get injured for months, which is like a story of my fucking Toby life. He'll be out soon. But, yeah, so let's shout out the FMLBL Prize League, a.k.a. Mug League leader, Christoph Christensen, which, you know, that's the most nailed-on, like, Icelandic, Scandinavian name I've ever heard in my life. But I went to his fucking team, and he's the Scottish flag, and he's in, like, the Scotland League. So
he's just taking the piss. He's stuck.
I don't know what to believe anymore. But either way, he put up 99 points, like the fucking god Loch Ness monster that he really is. Shout out the top of the Survivor League. Tie between MD Doherty and Pocono Drew, each with 5 lives left. Plus 15 goal differential each. Only 18 teams left, including us. So it's like...
Oh, I'm happy we're still in it.
Yeah, squeaky bum time over there, though. Like, a lot of people hanging on to one life, just no good teams left. It's like tough times.
I mean, Pocono Drew and MD Dots are big friends of the pod, so I'd be happy to send a bobble to either of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And then lastly, shout out top of the FMLFBL Public League, Tor Roganog, a.k.a. Palatinate.
Let me guess, he's Scottish also?
Probably. He's fucking overall rank of 26. That's all I need to say.
That's pretty good.
That's just fucking absurd shit. All right, yeah, let's go ahead. I think Chelsea is a good place to start.
Okay, where do you see? What's going on?
Well, there's the two main men. There's Hazard and Morata. I think very, very popular transfers this week are like City forward, whether Jesus or Kun to Morata, or for some people, Kane to Morata, I think is also a pretty popular move. Kane looking at like a fucking price drop for the first time in a while. And then Hazard, I mean, flying looked incredible. He was fucking getting stuck in with like dirty tackles and shit, and a lot of people are trying to find ways to get in there with Hazard. I'm wondering your thoughts on them.
I think Morata's a lot easier to look at and bring into our FPL teams just because of the City guys are kind of misfiring and being rotated so much. And I mean, I guess people are getting rid of Kane and whatnot, but there's no value in forwards really at all, and there's so few options that unless if we're in like the 3-5-2 with through like Kane, Lukaku, Morata's definitely the best, probably better than Kane. I mean, at this point he's more consistent and he's fucking 2 million cheaper.
The
fixtures are great, but I mean, I think Morata's looking great. I think it was really smart that I got rid of him 2 weeks ago. That's great. I think Hazard's still just overpriced. He looked good, but, you know, just the game before, he had no shots. Like, you know, he'll do this. And he'll come up with double-digit hauls. But at 10-5, when you've got all the City guys, you've got three midfielders on Liverpool who are all cheaper. Like, Coutinho's only 8-8 now. And, I mean, they always – Coutinho's minutes per, I think, is pretty much always better than Hazard's since beginning of last season. It's just a question of when he's fit. But
yeah,
10-5 is just a lot to fit. I still maintain that Hazard's not a captaincy shout because I still never know when he's going to return. And I know he's got pens and stuff like that, but at 10-6, I mean, like, De Bruyne is still there. Even, I mean, if you're going to be paying for that, De Bruyne
I was going to bring up Kev. Like, he has two blanks in his last 9 game weeks. Like, Hazard never comes close to that sort of consistency.
No, he'll rattle a few blanks off here and there. He's fine. I mean, he's 10-6. He's expensive. You're going to get points. He's going to finish up, you know, on around top the five. Top of the midfielder. Yeah, even though he missed a few games, you know, he's great, and he always gets points. He's just fucking expensive. So if you can fit him in, that's nice, and if you're going to be patient, hold him, that's good. But again, I mean, I just think it depends a lot more on your team structure and stuff. Like, I'd rather captain Morata than Hazard just because I feel like it's more likely he's going to be involved in goals. I mean, he's in there for everything in the middle of the box. And again, I mean, Hazard goes games where he just doesn't even give a fuck, and he doesn't do anything. So,
yeah, I spent time today like trying to look at Hazard's positioning, Hazard's statistics, all that shit as compared to previous years, because it's kind of a new system. He's kind of playing like off striker instead of like left winger, but there's really no difference in anything. Like, he's the exact same Hazard that has always been statistically. The biggest difference being playing with Morata instead of Costa, even though that's like not really that big of a difference towards like Hazard's numbers or positioning or shots or whatever. And the real like outlier in all of his statistics was like his shooting accuracy in his last 4 matches is like 90%. So it's just like,
he's okay. Not a volume shooter. Yeah, I mean, he never has been, and he never will be. So yeah,
he's very accurate normally, which is 40%. Like, 90% is inhuman. Like, it's impossible. So I don't know.
40,
I
mean, but even 40 is fucking awesome. But he very often shoots right at the keeper.
Right. And he'll shoot one or two times a game too, which is, you know, very, very telling of his opportunity to score points. I mean, like, it remains to be seen. It's a very small sample size from this season. And he just blanked against United and scored against two really shitty sides, which, you know, usually we associate Hazard with, like, unpredictability, bad, good or bad fixture, doesn't matter. We'll see in this run if he just goes off, and then we'll eventually all get him in. But I don't know. I trust the last like 2-3 years of information more than I trust the last 3 games of information. So
yeah, and I think it's also easy to get carried away after a 4-0. But you know, West Brom, they fucking fired their manager. Like, that's the state they were in. So they're not going to get the stars to align that well too many other times this season. I do also want to touch on Fabregas because he's
Fab. Yep.
I mean, we have to just, at this point, he's nailed. He's playing every fucking game.
He is nailed, yeah.
At 6'9", I feel like he's far underperforming where he normally does, given the amount of minutes he's played so far. I feel like he would have a lot more than 4 returns.
Yeah, we brought him up a bunch of pods ago when we were talking about maybe like Pedro coming through or something, and you were like, dude, Fab, like, he's right there. I think it was actually when we were talking about Wilf, and you were like, well, if we're talking about Wilf, like, Fab is just this much more expensive, and he's nailed. The assists are finally starting to come through. You know, he had 2 today, a little bit ago he had another against Palace, and he's playing every day. And him and Morata, like what we were just, the opposite of what we were just saying with Hazard, it feels like in a high scoring game, in a really easy fixture, like their fixtures upcoming up, it's hard to see them not being involved in goals. Just the number of set pieces and the number of chances created from Fab, it's like he's just going to rack up assists for the next like 2 months, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, he's been his underlying stats are good for Chen's career and stuff. They always are. So I think 6'9", it's a tough one because you also have Richarlison. I mean, Gross obviously is just making us look like the fucking most dumb fucks of life. But yeah, and then Zaha, like you mentioned, there's a lot of guys jockeying for that spot. But Fabregas, I like the value there for sure at 6'9", given how much he's playing. It's crazy. He's fucking playing every game. I think he's going to start chipping in with a really nice bevy of points with the nice fixtures coming up.
Yeah, yeah, he's an under the radar guy. Like
Chelsea, look at Chelsea defense too. I mean, you get what you pay for. I mean, they're a good defense. They got good fixtures coming up. They're all fucking expensive. I think maybe we're one game away from being able to say Christensen's worth punting on. I mean,
yeah, he's a slack popular guy right now, yeah, from like Chelsea supporters and shit, and like he's just been so good, and Conte can't stop talking about him, and I don't know. The thing with him, it's like Rudiger 2 weeks ago was like, he's the more nailed option. He was playing 90 like almost every week. So I don't know. It just flip-flops, it seems like.
Yeah. It's 5-4 is not a fortune. I know some people sell like Davis, have to get rid of him. I think it's maybe wait and see if he starts the Liverpool game, see who plays midweek for them in Champions League. And
yeah.
At 5-4, it's good value. There's no value anywhere else, really.
You want one of their defenders so badly.
Yeah. He's been great. I mean, he's not put a foot wrong, and it doesn't take a fucking rocket scientist to watch their center backs and notice him outside of Espel that he's their second best one. So he should keep his spot on merit based on how he's playing, but he's very young, and you know, you don't know what the plan is, how many minutes and starts you really want to give him. What their plan was preseason for him this year and his development and that kind of shit. So 5-4 though, I think we're close. I think if he starts Liverpool, I think it's a definite good transfer to take a punt.
Yeah, we need to figure out a pod schedule because we're hitting that fucking insane run like right now. Like there are games on Sunday and then there are games on Tuesday. So
Yeah.
That's so great.
We're podding Sunday night.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. Oh, not this Tuesday. I mean, like, after next game week.
Ugh, stop talking, man. Whatever. We'll
okay, Adam. Oh, my
All right. What
Oh, my God, dude. We should talk about manure because they're back. Paul's back. Zlot's back. The main man, Rojo's back. They score 4. Rom finally scores a goal. His first in, like, 50 games. How much are you buying into it? Like, Pogba's obviously, like, knee-jerk number one. Everyone's bringing him in. He comes in, double returns. They score 4. Everything's great. Are you a believer? Are you going back to the well?
I am definitely not. I can't do that. It's still... First of all, obviously, yeah, United looked great. I mean, Newcastle, they were fucking all over the shop. I couldn't believe how quickly they lost their shape and just lost their heads after they went 2-1 down. They were just all, they were fucking horrible. But I mean, it's no secret that Pogba makes them tick. I mean, we saw that in the beginning of the year when they were scoring 4-4, to, you know, when he was starting, they looked great. So
he's their best player by far.
Yeah. Yes. I agree with that completely. It's from a fantasy perspective though, it's still a lot of the same. Like, I mean, he had his goal in the box, which is he was kind of late following up on a counterattack, mm-hmm. which was nice, but more often than not, his shots are just speculative shit pieces of fuck from way outside the box that don't hit the target. So, I mean, 8's a good price, and based on his return so far, he's absolutely shat all over that price. He's performing like 10.5 mil. He has fucking 2 double returns. He has 1 blank and 5 starts. He's got so many points. I just don't know if it's sustainable. I don't know. And I still think that I still like the City midfielders a lot. Like, I still love Sterling, Silva, Sané, Coutinho, like Salah. And then looking at guys that are a million less, and like Richarlison and Zaha and shit, I just don't see how he fits. Unless if you're just a United fan, which is fine, and that's
why which is a lot of the in. World and a lot of the people bringing him in, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, he obviously, as you said, makes them tick, and they're a much better team, and they're maybe even a title contender with him. Probably not, but maybe. But at the same time, I just don't believe. He has many years of showing that he's not really like a fantasy option. He's more just like a better in real life type of player. And he's not really a prolific goal scorer ever. Like, and he'll get the occasional assist, but not anything better than like Fab or Zaha or Richarlison, like you said. And I think one thing that everyone who's just blindly bringing him in and blindly bringing in Lukaku right now, it's like they have two good fixtures coming up, Brighton and Watford, but then it's Arsenal, Man City, and it's Mourinho, and it's park the bus, and it's 0-0, and it's lose 1-0, and it's just shit. So, like, you're bringing in Pogba, are you just planning on transferring him out in Game Week 15, or are you just completely ignoring that? I don't understand. Like, I just don't get that. So,
yeah, I mean, I think it's a long-term buy if you would get him. I'm really torn. I mean, I'm not going to get him in. I want to see a little bit more. I just don't – I mean, granted, they didn't have Lukaku last year, and I don't believe that he was the missing piece, but Pogba last year in FPL was on zero teams. He was terrible. I mean, he had like a run of 9 blanks or something, I remember, in the winter. Yeah, he was awful. And I get that he's, you know, Lukaku, he's gotten a few assists to him, or maybe 2 of them or something like this, but – I just want to see it a little. I want to see a little bit more. And he's 8. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I just think that the Newcastle meltdown is a thing that also people are ignoring. And it's important that you brought it up, because it's just like that's how they've scored 4 goals in all the games that they've scored 4 goals. You know, it's like 4 of the worst teams in the league completely melting down, basically, towards the end of the game. And I don't know, in the middle of all of those games, and given Pogba was out for most of them, but he played against Leicester, he played against Stoke. That just didn't happen. There was no meltdown. Teams sat deep, and United were toothless. And Pogba was just sending shots to Rose Ed. So I don't know. I'm just not there. I'm not there yet.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing hits for him and stuff. And
yeah.
I'm not going to be like, that's the dumbest fucking move ever, because I don't think it's really like that dumb, because 8 is a good price on him.
Yeah, I don't think he's like horrible.
No, but I'm not running to transfer him in. And again, yeah. I mean, maybe I'm just really blinded just because I like my midfielders so much that I'm really not looking at midfielders. I just a little bit more time. But Lukaku, dude, I mean, fucking did it again. I mean, he's just the most steady Eddie of life. He just keeps ticking one little piece of shit every game. And
3 blanks.
After like Kane gets 1 point, people who have Lukaku in with Cap are probably like licking their lips. And he was so close to blanking. But I mean, the goal was
all of my center backs just provided everyone else with points this week, like Scott Dan, etc. But yeah, Lejeune and fucking fuckface Kieran Clark, like they just couldn't have scuffed or fucked that last thing up any more than Lukaku scores a, you know, unchallenged goal from 10 yards out. It's just like fucking shit, dude. Of course.
But I mean, it's again though, with Lukaku, with Pogba, I mean, I think he's good. I mean, I think he's like a good asset to have for sure.
So, I mean, I wish I had him for the next 2. I'd be looking to get rid of him for 15, 16. I expect him to blank in both of those, but, you know, what do I know? Fuck me. Yeah. I thought Kane was good, and maybe he's not good.
What is it, 5-season wonder?
Yeah, exactly. He's one of our own. Rashford's kind of interesting. Oh, fucking Jones, dude. I mean, hopefully he's back.
Fucking need him to play next weekend so badly.
I mean, they don't keep cleans. Like, as soon as fucking, you know, when Lindelof and Mike Smalling are at the back, as a De Gea owner like myself, it's just like, okay, this is a dark day ahead.
If Dwight Gale scores against you in the league, you know that you're in trouble.
And they should have had more. They had, like, Hayden clean through and Murphy good shots. Like, they were fucking joke at the back. But, you know, doesn't matter much. I think Rashford's a little bit interesting. Just
the price.
He's obviously nailed. I mean, Moo is loving playing him. And, you know, it's a lot easier pill to swallow. He's 4 million cheaper than Lukaku. He's one of very few strikers that are even worth talking about who are, like, under 8 million. And if they start scoring a lot again, I think Rashford will just regularly be ticking over also, if you, you know.
I am kind of interested in him, especially because if he's going to want to try and shoehorn Ibra in there, it makes Rashford even more nailed, because if they don't have the pace of him, then they're just the easiest team to defend against ever.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, 7-6. He's just been quietly returning very regularly. especially in the fixtures where they're scoring a lot and like when Pogba's in and stuff. So I don't know. It's really cheap. It's very, very, very cheap to get like a nailed attacking asset from a top team.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's a good pick. Rashford's a good look right now.
Yeah. What else should we talk about? I mean, so Sané and Sterling are probably nailed. We learned this after the Pep scenic press conference.
Yeah, so what did he say for listeners who may have missed it?
He basically said, since the Mendy injury, Sané has to play because they need width from the wing, and Delph doesn't provide that. And therefore, only one of Aguero and Jesus can play. They won't play together since the Mendy injury.
Yeah, so, and I mean, it's that coupled with the fact that he switched systems. So before, yeah, also, well, they were exactly playing the three, right, that too. But I mean, that, you know, they were playing with the three center backs. So then, I mean, they could still, yeah, whatever.
Basically, what he's saying is like, Jesus on the wing is no longer a thing that he's going to fuck with because he needs width there. Yeah. So that's bad for both Jesus and Aguero owners if they're playing any percent of the games, you know?
So, I mean, I think if we didn't already know or were already clutching on to straws that one of them was good, I think that makes both of them just very bad.
Both of them are bad. Yeah, I thought Kun was good. Clearly, I brought him in. It looked as if I was probably right because he was starting more games when fit and basically scoring every single time he plays because, you know, he's Kun. But, or Kun Aguero. But, I mean, he just is off 0 minutes played. People are, like, in the Slack complaining that I didn't put him on the captain poll. It's like, Pep just said neither of them are remotely nailed, and he's just off 0 minutes played. Like, you'd be out of your fucking mind to captain him. I might keep him for one more week because at Huddersfield is that good. It's, like, hat-trick potential, but I'm not fucking captaining him. They're both bad, though, yeah.
He's been playing Jesus away. I mean, we got to see who he's going to play against fucking Feyenoord this week, I guess. But they're terrible assets. You just don't know who's going to play. So, I mean, I would be yes, nothing new to add to that.
But nothing to add to that. I mean, you want like Sané, Silva, Sterling, the guys you have, and you hold them forever, basically, because they're just good and playing a lot, and they're going to keep scoring. And you just got to avoid both forwards.
Yeah, and that's a fucking thing that's so frustrating about it. It was just like, they should have scored 4 or 5 goals against Leicester, and I fucking have 2. And it hurts when I have 3 attackers on them and on their team, and they have 2 goals. I mean, it's the eggs in the basket, but I mean, I'm around the corner from having double digits from 2 of them in 1 game, so it'll all come
around. It'll happen, for sure.
I think that we're getting, like, the narrative this week of being so focused on getting Chelsea and United players because they both scored 4 goals against one team whose manager got fired and they are one of the worst performing teams in the league, another team who just lost it after giving up 2, is City is still by far a better attacking team than either of them, and it's not remotely close whatsoever.
Not even close.
So yeah. I still feel like getting... Or shifting your City Jesus or Aguero to Lukaku or Morata, I think, absolutely fantastic transfer. But I think in midfield, like, that's what I was saying earlier about Hazard.
Hazard and with Pogba and
give me any of Sané, Sterling, and Silva over Hazard.
Especially Sané. Like, we already knew he was the best, but the other information gathered from that Pep fucking presser is Sané's fucking nailed. He basically said, like, I need my left winger to be Leroy Sané to play my system. And, like, Sané's already the best, and that just made him even better. Like, I think he's a captaincy shout for 3 weeks on the bounce now. He's, like, at Huddersfield, home Southampton, home West Ham. Like, fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I have my captain on him right now.
Yeah, so, yeah, I agree with you, though. And that, yeah, I guess that basically sums up our thoughts on, like, Paul and Hazard and all those shits. It's, like... Yeah, they're good, and they're not, like, bad picks inherently, but, like, they're just not City. Like, I'd rather have Kev even than Hazard, like you said. And I think Alexis even, like, if you're going to go stretch to Haz, I'd maybe rather just stretch a little bit more and go Alexis to, you know, he's a captaincy option, and Arsenal flying. He's starting to put together, like, those statistical games from Alexis where he's just shooting like fucking six times in the box.
Yeah.
And like he's just around the corner from a hat trick. He probably should have had a hat trick versus Spurs. So
yeah, I think that's, I mean, it's really just trading good options for good options at that point in midfield, like that we're talking about. I mean, if you're redistributing funds and you're, you know, fixing a problem spot, it's one thing, but I'm seeing so many people taking like Silva out or Sterling. I'm like, what's the point of that?
Yeah,
like,
Silva to Pogba. People are just putting that on everywhere. I just don't.
He's returned 2-2 and he's missing big chances for fun and he's playing on the best attacking team in the league. Like, why would you want to remove that player? I don't know. His underlying stats are better than Sané's, Silva.
Yeah, they're better than pretty much everyone's.
Yeah. So, I mean,
everyone wants to know. Everyone wants soup, dude. Everyone's obsessed with soup. They want the soup du jour. They want soup this, soup of that. Fucking the only soup of the day is cyanide on this day.
Okay. As long as you put a little bit of cyanide,
just
in your
a
soup.
Drop in your soup, yeah. That'd be good. And you're fucking feeling good.
So why don't we talk about fucking that diving fucking cunt from Everton and Callum?
Yeah, a lot of people asking about
it. A lot of action going
on. Noel asking, cheap third strikers are the way to go. Like, everyone's asking about them. All their fucking dreams are coming true. Everyone who wants a cheap third forward.
So what do you see?
I mean, I've always liked Callum. Everyone kind of has a soft spot for him, I think, because he came on so strong in the Premier League, and then he's just been pretty much dead for, like, 3 years. But his goals were, like, kind of bullshit. And, like, one was a corner, one was a very offside free kick, and then one was, like, a pretty good shot. He's not good. Like, like, I don't think he's, like, a really good pick or anything like that. And I feel similarly with Nias. I mean, like, it's nice that he's nailed. Again, I like him. He's a great dude. Fuck Coman for, like, fucking him off. Fucking good on Unsworth for, like, dropping Rooney and putting Nass in there and all that shit. But I don't know. I don't really, like, rate him. I still think Everton are bad. I think Bournemouth are, like, not maybe as bad, but not good. I don't know. I still just think they're just, like, blanks waiting to happen is how I see it. But maybe I'm just too negative. What do you think?
I mean, we have a... Everyone is absolutely freaking out about Callum's hat trick. And it's not like this is some, like, a Richarlison who just came over from Brazil and he's like a sexy fuck. Like, Callum Wilson is not a sexy fuck.
No.
We have a fairly decent body of work where he's, like, at best, like, goal every three games, which is what you want.
He's a promoted striker.
Yeah, like, it's what you want at six. And they have four good fixtures. But I mean, I'm seeing people doing things like taking a hit to afford Pogba and, like, Callum and downgrading, you know, like, things like that.
Yeah, people are going, like, Kane to Callum and Loftus-Cheek to Pogba.
And, like, go 3-5-2. I think, basically, if you're going to take a four-week punt on Callum, go for it. The fixtures are good enough that he can get a few more goals, but...
And Bournemouth, we like Bournemouth in general for these fixtures. Like, they are a creative... free-flowing side when they're playing.
Yeah, and
well.
I mean, he's six. I mean, I think at that price, like, he's a good... You could
good
do
punt.
A double switch. Yeah, he's a good punt. Like, you could do a double switch and put him in for four and then figure out what to do when their fixtures turn. I mean, he's still off a big injury, and during the fixture pileup, I don't know him... I don't see him starting every game for sure. But I just want to... Like, I think he's fine, you know, but just temper expectations because... It's Callum Wilson. Like, he's not some stud all of a sudden. I'm more interested in Nias just because at 4-9, he's the perfect third striker for a 3-5-2, where you can really, like, have a good... He's cheap enough that you can afford, like, five really good mids, still have money in defense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Callum at 6, you need to start him every week. You can't have him in a 3-5-2. But Nias at 4-9, it's like... Yeah, but this is like an Ichibu from last season. Like, we're always looking for a sub-5 million... striker, so you have someone who you can rely on off the bench, and we have to wait and see if Unsworth gets sacked or whatever the fuck, and they put someone else in. But I mean, on with the information
we
have,
is sort of undroppable right now because Everton have been that bad at scoring, and he's just coming alive. You know,
He should be, but like he just played fucking Calvert-Lewin the other week, didn't and he?
Here's my fucking my other center back coming through and providing me acid points. Thanks, goddamn. Ugh, good job by you.
Awful. Good job by you.
Good job by you. I mean, Nias is back to back 90 minutes, back to back goals. You know,
he's like, five
he's,
now.
He's their striker.
I mean, is he really not going to get banned though? Because he should be absolutely banned the fuck off the field for a couple games.
They went in on him, as they should, on match of the day. I have no idea if he's actually going to get banned. Like, I'm yet to ever in my life feel vindicated by this ban bullshit. It seems like just bullshit.
Get two more points on the board for Palace.
Yeah,
like, Palace. Which we should.
Yeah, I mean, not to mention the pen and the added stoppage time in the first half are Nias's two goals. So, I mean, it's just... I don't know. I just don't. A ban is like worthless. Like, it, as a footballer, you're trying to accrue points from the relegation zone. You'll take a pen plus missing one game every single time. You know, yeah. Like you, Everton need goals. You'll take that. It doesn't seem like a value trade from my perspective. So I don't know.
I just don't understand how this isn't like he's not being banned. I don't get he. He lifted his fucking leg up and dove. Like, it was the most divey dive of dives.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't. To be honest, Swan I don't even dive. Blame the ref. Like when
no,
you see
I don't
it
either.
From behind,
yeah,
it
100%.
Looks like Dan slid over, hip checked him, fucking destroyed yep. him, cut him off, pen. And then you yep. see it from the front, and it's like oh. Dan put his hand on his fucking like nipple. That's the maximum amount of touching that happened.
And
he
lifted
he
his
jumped
leg up.
In the air with both of his legs like a fucking flopping little fish. Yeah, I mean, it's a good, bad job by you. I mean, so Umar's good. Yeah, it's a good pick. Like, I have Jordan Ayew, who's obviously just 2 points every week. Box to box, 2 points. Like, I'd kill for Nias. I would have gotten actual points subbed in this week instead of a 1.45 minute cameo from Jordan Ayew.
It's like, I have Stevens, you have RLC, like, you have Ayew, and no one has Nias. Like, we can't get the guys that get points both on our teams.
Yeah, I mean, where am I on the Jack Cork Nias train? Like, where I miss that bandwagon. Somehow everyone else on Twitter has him, but... Fucking,
yeah, I mean, I think,
yeah, he's
I mean,
a
that's
3-5-2
really my
guy.
Take.
He's not and, a start every week guy, though, you know? Everton are bad.
They're real bad.
They're really
and then
bad.
Tammy. I mean, Tammy looked like he was going to be, like, he broke his back. Like, he had a fucking metatart, like, spinal cord injury.
Yeah,
but
like
he's apparently just spasming like a fucking geezer. I don't know if he's gonna be back, but
yeah, we need to see.
Swansea are so fucked up right now.
Yeah, are you still on the Clement bandwagon? Because they are a nightmare.
I don't know.
They're really, really bad at everything. Like they started the season by being kind of tight, and now they're just nothing. They're just they're bad. They concede goals for fun, and they still can't score anything. Wilfred Bony, like what? Is he even a football player? Like unconfirmed. Like he comes in and he's just like rocketing shots that are 15 feet wide of the net. Like he can't do anything. I don't know what happens. He's probably on PEDs and now he's clean and this is like what happens.
He's just bad.
And dare to keep Wilfred Bony off PEDs. But... I don't know, dude.
I'm losing it right now.
Yeah, you're losing it. You're not fit. You're not match fit. You're yellow flagged, I'd say, for next pop. But
I'm trying to be positive.
Swansea are the picnic without sandwiches, right?
Ugh, definite picnic without sandwiches.
Yeah, you can't have that.
No, you can't do that. Just bring watermelon.
Yeah. I have one last question for you. I guess for now we can like probably move on after this, but so Benteke is back. I'm wondering how that affects, in your opinion, Wilf and his like forward position and his value in FPL, and how that would affect Ruben also, because I'm a Ruben owner. I'm interested in bringing in Wilf. A lot of people have Wilf, and I don't know, it seems like it'll change the shape a lot to me.
Well, there's I mean, I don't want to go too long on this, but I mean
Palace Pod.
Roy loves the 4-4-2, but If he puts Benteke up there as an immovable pillar object who doesn't press or run at all, then we're going to be the most, it's just going to be so stagnant. It's not going to work, because the reason why it's been so effective is that we have Wilf and Towns like actually running all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
So it's good for Wilf now in the current system because he's playing a lot more centrally. So he gets into those goal scoring positions like a little bit more centrally, like the goal he scored on this, on the weekend, for example.
Exactly.
Like if he was crossing playing wide, he's not in that position, you know? So that's one thing. So that's bad for Wilf, I guess, because he's not going to be in the central position as much. But, I mean, he can always score off counterattacks and shit. But what I hope or think would be best would be go back to 4-2-3-1, which we've had a lot of success with over the last few years, and put Benteke up top as just like a drone and leave Ruben in the hole and then put Cabaye next to Millie and Holding, and then we'll have Towns and Zaha on the wings. I think that would be fine. I mean, we saw what we missed so badly while Benteke was out when he had a sitter and he just shot it 8 feet wide. So we'll be getting that back, which will be great.
Yeah, oh my God, that was sad. That was, I felt so... pain for him in that moment. It's
becoming a joke. Happy. I think it's whatever. Anyway, back to when we had this system and Wilf was out wide. I mean, he had someone to pass to and he can beat three guys to the byline and cut it back. So if Benteke finds an ounce of form and he can just slot in some of those, then there'll be assists in there for Wilf, because under the current system, I mean, Wilf like doesn't create shit. Like there's no one for him to pass.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah, he's only scoring goals. He's just scoring goals. Assists on the year.
Yeah, so I think Ruben in the hole would definitely suit him, but I would be very concerned with 4-4-2 with Benteke up top, because we don't really have two wingers if we keep Wilf up there. Like Wilf and Townsend's work rate's good on the wing. I think we would be really lost in midfield. I think we would lose a lot in midfield if we did that. So I hope that we just go back to 4-2-3-1. I think that's what he would do. I mean, honestly, yeah. I would be surprised if he does not do that. And maybe he'll. And I think, yeah, Ruben definitely should be in the hole in that formation. There's no question about it. Ruben is a very
good guy.
He's really good. I mean, he's just consistently 4-5,
and he's really good.
Yeah, he's a monster. He's a physical specimen, and he bosses games. Like he looks like doing something every time he gets the ball, driving in the final third. Like you're like, oh, this is boss. He's going to do something great.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll probably in two or three pods be talking about him not as a fifth mid, but as a fourth mid, and then going back to like three monster forwards up top or something like that. But I think he's. Obviously, a 4-5 price is incorrect. If we knew where he would be, he would have been 5-5 probably, if we knew who's going to be in the hole for Palace starting every week. But he's fucking great. I think Ruben's just good. Fucking great. I don't Palace think Benteke Bob. Back is going to have any impact whatsoever on his fantasy returns or prospects.
Palace Bob's not in. At all.
Palace Bob's
in. And I guess we should talk about Spurs. I mean, I don't know what to say about Spurs, though, is the thing. We started Spurs with our teams because we both capped Kane, but like...
Full circle,
fuck me in the ass. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with Kane. I like have no idea. Like, I don't know why he's not fine. He should just be scoring. Like, he gets chances. He's not putting them in.
They're just like so much less pressing this year than they were last year. Like watching them, like they don't have fucking four or five guys in the opposing half or in their third, like fucking them up the ass. I don't know if it's, I mean, obviously it's by design. I guess he thought they lost something towards the end of the last season. If it's part of the reason that they have Champions League and he's trying to be conscious of that.
Yeah,
Liverpool. Liverpool also to the same a less degree with the press too. I think they're like not as nuts pressing as they were last season.
Definitely.
The main difference is Liverpool have like more really good players than Spurs. Like Spurs have one great striker, and Ali. I think Ali is like the problem because
Eriksen.
I think Eriksen, like, yes, he's a problem. Like, he goes missing in the big games, and then he's playing this deep role and stuff. But when they only play, really, like, three attackers in their system, and they have two wingbacks, and then they have, like, fucking Dembele or Winks or whomever in central midfield, like, there's a lot of onus on those three attackers to, like, be doing shit. And Ali is just absurd. Like, it's fucking absurd to watch him. If you like man watch him,
to be absolutely forbidden from being sung for a long time after Ozil just fucking bosses the game, and Ollie is just he's been absolutely atrocious this season.
It's so shocking. Like, man, if you like man watch him for games, like he's one of the worst players on the whole pitch. And like, he's been putting in those kinds of
the Real Madrid game where he gets like the two most bullshit deflected goals ever. And it's like, that's how he scores this year. He's just been so bad. And Eriksen's not only in bad form, but still provides something if there's like space and runners and stuff.
So that's the thing, right? Like, the main difference between Eriksen and Ollie is like, okay, Eriksen's like not doing as well. Like, he's not hitting those weighted balls as well, or he's like drifting and whatever. But at least he's not just like immediate turnover or like foul someone or fall down and then no call and wave your hands in there. Like, Ollie, every time he gets the ball, is just like, you're fucked. The Spurs team is fucked. Because he kills everything. Like, he kills their fucking flow and attack. And he needs to be bombed out. Like, I think he needs just give it, like, David Luiz treatment. Like, get him off the fucking bench for a game and be like, I don't know if your head's turned. Like, people are sucking your dick too much. But he's been, I think he's been the main problem. I think it's been, think it's been Ollie. I think it's just been ridiculous.
Needless to say, Kane cap. Not on.
I mean, I was thinking about after watching Chelsea do four against Pulis, but now I'm like,
Pulis was still there, I'd be a lot more tempted.
Like, a new manager. I know he's like an old fuck who is probably not going to do anything, but I'm not, I can't go to Kane this week, I don't think. But, and yeah, I mean, Kane, like, he had a couple chances. The pen there.
Yeah, that's the thing that's so frustrating. Always the case with captains. It's like, you can't argue that he was a good pick. Obviously, he got 1 point. But it's more of just, was he a good pick because he got 1 point? Or, I mean, was he a bad pick because he got 1 point? Or is he a bad pick because he, like, had a really bad game and didn't get any chances? Like, that's obviously not the case. Like, he had a bunch of chances. He had, like, two or three pretty decent chances in the box. For someone like Kane, that's good. That's two goals. That's a brace. But just not on his day. And credit to Arsenal for just fucking them every which way.
Yeah.
Good for producer Nate, Arscast.
I mean, the stats are just, they were there. I mean, he had four attempts in the box. Like, give me that from a Kane captain.
That's what
like,
I want. Yeah, if you told us beforehand, okay, if you cap Kane, he's going to have four shots in the box. I'd be like, done. Sold. Good. I'll do that trade every single time.
Yeah, that's at least a goal, and I'm fine.
At least a goal. He's always on pens. Could be a brace. Could be a Hattie. You never know.
And that's the thing that's so frustrating is, like, obviously the margins are so fine with FPL, but, like, don't tell me that's a bad captain. Like, if you captain...
Don't do that.
If you captain...
Don't do that.
And that's,
don't
like, during the game. If you captain Sané this week... That was a fucking bad captain. He had zero goal attempts. Like, that's a bad job. Like, you don't want your captain anywhere near that. But the game script, like, yes, Spurs got done, but Kane had his chances. So it doesn't work all the time. So, like, I'm trying to be positive about it just because I still, like my team, like, I did not have a good week. But, like, we're finding it's just the captaincy is just...
The over the hill managers. We got our team in for the locker room. We're like, all right, boys, like, keep it up, keep your heads up. Just getting fucking done.
And then the other thing is that, like, there are so many good players now.
So many good players and managers and teams.
I mean, that if you miss on captaincy, like, even if your squad does well, like, you're not even like doing that well. You need a hit captain. Like, captain is the most. Captain thing. I feel like I don't know why I'm realizing this season. I guess it's just it's a lot more competitive. But in years past, I feel like there are plenty of times when I'd be like, "Oh, I didn't captain that great, but I still had like a decent week." I have never had a decent week when I missed captain this year.
Yeah, not the case this year. I think it's because there are so many good players, like you said, and it's like in previous years, the captaincy would be a lot more weighted towards one player because there were less good players. It'd be like 70% of active players are on Kuhn or Kane or something like that.
So
if they blanked, it was never that bad. But this year, it's like whoever you captain, there's like 70% on other incredibly good players. And like in a week like this, like Morata scored, Salah brace, Lukaku scored, like every other guy scored. So it's like 70% of the other players in FPL just like destroyed you in that week. Yeah.
So no, that's a good point. I mean, captaincy has definitely been a lot more spread out this season than
seasons
past.
So much more spread out because there's so many dead teams on Rom. So it looks like Rom is like the nailed captain every week. But when you look at the like, you know, top 10K stats or something like that, there's like Rom, Kane, Aguero, Salah, Morata, Sané. Like they're all like top five, top six, like all pretty close, pretty spread. Fucking scenes, dude. Fucking I just can't get captain. A fucking captain right all year.
No, you cannot.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. All right, let's go on. Let's go on. Let's go on. Let's talk about captains. Who not to captain? Who do we like? And then you just don't captain those people, and then you'll do fine. And you're on Sané, yeah?
I am, but I'm concerned. But again, because his last couple game weeks, his shooting stats have been gone. He's so wide that he's really creating a few chances, but he's not shooting like he was when he was getting those double returns. That said, I mean, I fucking seem like I watch every City game. I'm a City fan now.
You do watch every City game,
but he is so close to like every single game. He's so close to getting like a lot of shit. And I mean, even though he's not having those shooting stats, if he just needs one fucking Raz not fuck up for a tap in. Like if he shoots, it's a tap in and a goal.
Every City player is like, yeah, just a simple tap in away from like double haul, like just insane. Yeah, it is worrying about his stats though, for sure.
No, it is, and that's like counterintuitive, but he still looks good. So I'm hoping he doesn't play midweek. I'm still not sure. Like, I don't love that at all.
Yeah.
I think Lukaku is easily the best captain this week.
Like, yeah, it's a really close. Rough captaincy this week because everyone on City feels kind of bad. You're not going near their forwards. Kane, everyone on Spurs, Kane very much included, feels really bad. Liverpool play Chelsea, so that's bad for both. I mean, I think Arsenal and I think United are the places to go. And like Burnley is not good for Arsenal, but
no,
if I had Alexis, bad. I'd probably cap him. I mean,
I wouldn't.
I think they just look so good with the three amigos up top that like I'm pretty confident in them. And then yeah, I think United home Brighton is just at home they've been a lot better scoring. And Rom returns every fucking week. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean
Cap's tough, though.
Basically, I think if you have Rom, you're really in a good shape this week. I think that's very, very easy captaincy. But outside of that, yeah, I mean everything else. I mean, I was even looking at fucking Vardy. I don't know.
Yeah, I put him in the captain bowl for a reason. It's still West Ham.
At West Ham, it's fucking West Ham, and that's pretty good. So I'm not completely ruling that out.
Callum Wilson at Swansea, get in there. I mean, Richarlison at Newcastle is honestly not that bad.
I mean, this is why it's so hard, is we're talking about like nine players where normally it's like two.
Right. And it's not even insane. Like, the reason it was insane to cap Richarlison last week is because there were like some standout options. This week, I don't know. It's not that crazy.
No, it's not. And that's Man City is a tough one just because you don't know if Jesus or Aguero are going to play. And then in terms of the midfielders, even if you have De Bruyne, I don't love any of them for captaincy shouts, really, just because they all have their flaws. Like, I don't know who's going to score on what day. So it feels like a very huge gamble of just, like, roll a dice roll there to hope that you luck into, like, they score four and your guy gets two shares or something.
Yeah. But I mean, it may be time to start, like, actually talking about Kev as a real option again. I mean, like I said, we both started with him blanks game weeks 1 through 3. From game week 4 on, he has one blank, two blanks, and the rest have been really, really good returns, like double assists or a goal. And I don't know. And he's just, no one owns him because everyone got rid early doors, but he's fucking really good.
I mean, he's the third highest scoring mid right now.
Yeah, and he had 3 weeks at defensive midfielder. So
yeah, and he started every game. Yeah, I mean, he's definitely an option. He's just expensive. I mean, I still like Sané and Silva more.
Value more, yeah.
And Sterling, I would rather have De Bruyne, but I'm not. I don't think there's $2 million in that. So that's my only thing with him is it's just a tough, especially now that it's a lot more clear. It's a lot more clear that he's playing Sané, Sterling, and Silva. Like those, that's his team. You know, those are their core with De Bruyne. And Dino, and he's Dino, and he's only playing one of the strikers. So
yeah. After all that, there's like kind of a settled team. It's pretty crazy, but yeah, I get captaincy. I mean, I have Kun. Maybe I should just bring in fucking Rom. I don't know what to do.
I mean, before we talk about your team. I mean, in terms of captaincy, though, outside of Lukaku, you could throw seven names at me, and I wouldn't say like don't do that. The only one I would say is probably one of the City forwards.
City forward, yeah.
And I don't want to fucking hear, like, oh, Jesus played midweek. Aguero's definitely playing on the weekend. Like, you don't know that. Because we played that game before and it hasn't worked. And it's just not worth it. So
the only time that was ever accurate was after Aguero played 120 minutes. He's not going to do that again. That doesn't happen in the Champions League. So yeah, don't worry about that.
That Wolves game.
Yeah.
And then that's when I captained Jesus. I got 1 point. Great, thanks.
So that was good.
That was great.
Fuck. Oh yeah, dude. Wow. Dark the doldrums.
So I mean Lambs, we won't have cap until Lambs for the two of us, if you even give a fuck. You should give a fuck because you should do whatever we do not do.
Yeah, just don't do what we do for the love of fucking fuck. I can't stand it anymore. I just want you all to just rub it in when the matches are going on, be like, oh, you should have capped him. Like I'm fine with that. Just don't do what I do. It makes me feel a lot worse.
Don't, when everyone tweets in
like, oh, I had it on Salah, you guys convinced me to switch to Kane. Like, I don't want to hear that. I feel fucking terrible after hearing that. You don't want to make me feel terrible. I don't want to feel terrible. Like, let's go. Same team here.
Internet. It's the internet, man.
The internet. All right. So what are we doing with your team? What are you looking at?
I really want to save.
Saving's good.
I have Francis and Jones. Huge problem.
Yeah, that's a double red flag coming at you.
But I mean, if I save, I'm starting Ward and Dunk, which is bad. So
yeah, I'm those fixtures are scenic.
but I have enough. I have like point fuck me up the ass in the bank. So I don't really want to spend a transfer to do like, you know, Francis to like some 4-5. I mean, if you guys had a good fixture. If you guys had a good fixture, I could bring Moreno in there and start him, then I'd be like, all right, I'll feel good about that move for the long term.
Yeah.
But I mean, I looked around a little bit and there's no replacement that I could get in that I'm like, oh, this is great. Like I'll maybe get a clean sheet here. Like everyone is terrible. So for that reason, I'm more thinking like, nah, like maybe I'll just run these fucks out, save, and then figure out what to do next week. Because Vardy's had two games for me, and he was a little bit unlucky not to get anything out of City. I think he had a couple really close moments, but
early doors, it was like, he it felt like he got fucked out of everything, and the company red and the offsides. It was just like all going against him.
But I mean, if he doesn't look good against West Ham and then they have Spurs next, like, I don't know if I'd be able to hold him any longer.
Yeah.
Because I don't really have any other issues. I mean, he still
had zero shots in the end, so it's not good.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not good. And I mean, Firmino, I'm still very happy with him. I'm definitely not looking to move him at all. So, I mean, really the question is, like, if I want to do something with Vardy, I mean, I could do something like go to Rashford or something, or I could go even lower and I could get an actual good defender in, which might be a good move for me. But I'm not doing anything
for a hit.
No, I'm not doing. That's what I'm saying. It's like,
yeah,
that's,
you're not doing that this week.
No, and that's like my next steps. Like that's really the only thing I could see, unless if I get an injury somewhere. So I don't really know if I want to do a transfer this week.
We both need Jones to play so badly.
I absolutely need Jones so badly this week.
Yeah,
so fucking badly.
Yeah.
But my team's pretty solid. I mean, again, like I like my midfield. I have Salah, Sané, Sterling, and Silva, and then Kane. I'm not getting rid of him at all. It's not even coming.
No, you're not. You're not thinking about it at all.
Not at all. Are you?
And
you have Aguero.
It's in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm not like panicking him out right now, but like you said, I have Aguero, I have Toby, like I have guys that need to go way before him, but it certainly feels bad to have someone who blanks in way more games than they score, you know?
Yeah. The fixture and still it really
being
good.
The most expensive guy in the game, you know?
I know. It's just the fixtures are still really good.
They're so good.
He looks so okay. Good. The team performances haven't been that good. I'm just going to be patient there. He's going to start scoring after I transfer him out. Like, it happens every
time.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but anyway, I mean, like, with the defense, so that's really what I'm looking at. I mean, something else I could, like, Stevens to RLC is something I would like to do because I'm imagining I'm going to need some bench cover with some actual points would be nice, but that's not anything, any pressing need at all. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. What do you think? I'm okay there.
Yeah. I think your team's pretty good. I mean, I think those are the obvious problems. It honestly feels kind of good to just, you know, rip the Francis Band-Aid off and just get someone who's actually good with a good fixture. Like, how much money do you have?
I can only go to 4-6.
Okay, so you're still, like, super budget. Like, who's playing Swansea this week? Like,
Bournemouth. Fucking Bournemouth.
Frano and, dude.
Frano. Fucking cocksucker. And yeah. They fucking keep it clean with 10 men. Did you see the red card, by the way?
Yeah, I saw
the fucking A little fucking, eh.
Nah, I think it was kind of deserving.
How many times did we see that this weekend?
If that was company, he wouldn't have gotten one card. If that was Shaka, he would have gotten a fucking green card, moved to the United States for free. Like, only Frano gets a red there, but that's, you know, that's what happens. Yeah, it's shit. That's fucking shit, dude.
But that's what it's like. I don't want to get, like, a fucking Newcastle defender in. Like, they're shitty. And Watford are going to score. Like,
Watford are going to score multiple goals.
So, like,
nailed on. Yeah. I mean, honestly, if between those two, you would obviously get a Watford defender.
Like, yeah, but Newcastle can't
score for
like,
shit.
Yeah, but their defense is terrible.
I mean, they kept it clean this week, and Newcastle can't score. I'd much rather start one of them than fucking Burnley, Arsenal, or you know, like.
I mean, if Leicester were home, I would feel better about getting one of their defenders in.
Yeah,
West Ham. Like, but that's the thing. Bad. It's like no one I'm going to get in is like good. So like that's not a good transfer. I feel like.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because if I save and I can double switch with Vardy and get in like two good players instead of just
it
like,
seems a lot better. It's probably the right. You're probably right. It's probably the right move there. It just feels bad. Like
it feels terrible.
I'm coming out.
I can't believe fucking Francis got a red card.
Yeah.
Fucking red card is ridiculous. Like, it's the second red card I've gotten this year. I don't even know if I've gotten a red card in like 3 years.
It's really rare.
We're only at game week 11. Rare. Like at this rate, I'm going to have 6.
Yeah, you're going to beat out Shaka. You have more reds than Shaka. And it's not possible.
Fucking Francis is such a fucking cocksuck. And it's a fucking 8-point swing. Like they keep it clean with 10 men forever. Obviously, this fucking...
We knew that was going to happen. As soon as he got sent off, it was like, and they're going to clean, just to fuck you.
All right, enough of this fucking nonsense.
Yeah, that's your team.
So you have more fun, though. You have two frees, and you have
I have two frees, so I have a lot of flexibility right now because the guys that are almost definitely going to be removed are Aguero and Toby. So I have so much money to play with, all of the money in the world. I don't really know which way I'm going yet. I mean, I'll probably get rid of Aguero, not 100%, but probably 100% getting rid of Toby, though. I mean, I just held because I didn't know what the fuck to do, and Burnley have Arsenal next week and whatever. Now that's over with. So Toby will be out for sure. I'm looking at, you know, maybe a Chelsea guy, whatever. It feels bad to get them in a bad fixture, as usual. I feel like everyone I bring in has a bad fixture when I bring them in. There's also 4 or 5 guys I could restructure and maybe look to upgrade Ruben Loftus-Cheek. But he's really good. You know, like, you look at my team and you think about where I could spend extra money after getting rid of someone like Toby and Aguero, and RLC is the obvious option because he's 4-5, but like he's fucking good. Like I want him in my team. I don't necessarily think like going up to Wilf is like that much better or that much worth it. So I don't know. Maybe I'll look to go like take a -4, get Toby Aguero and fucking Jordan Ayew out and go back to three strikers or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't be looking to upgrade Ruben. I think you should.
He is like
definitely keep him.
At worst, he's like the best bench mid that you could hope for, you know. And he might even be startable sometimes. Well, but maybe like I'll thinking, just punt on like a third forward or something for a little bit.
But you could also just keep the money in defense and just go 3-5-2 and just start Ruben.
Yeah, I could just start Ruben. Yeah, absolutely.
And like get. And you know,
get fucking Alonso.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, it seems good. It's weird, but it's good.
I think, yeah, Morata versus Lukaku is fucking tough.
It's tough, especially with, as we just went over, the captaincy shit. Like, I think Morata's way better at everything to do with football. And with their fixture run, I'd rather have a Morata 100 times over Lukaku. But this week, give me a Rom captaincy all day over Morata. Like, Liverpool have been so tight at home. It's going to be a tight match. Wouldn't be surprised if Chelsea just show up and just completely park with no ambition at all. So
that will be what they do. They're going to do the probably. Exact same thing as the against City. Exact same thing.
Right. So it's just going to be like a just shithouse game that you don't want any attacker from Chelsea. Most likely. And so why am I bringing in Morata? That's like kind of part of the reason why I'm like, maybe I just keep Aguero 1 week. Hopefully he starts at Huddersfield and gets a fucking hat trick because it's Huddersfield. And then I'll get Morata for the beginning of the nice run. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, you could.
Because
if you don't want Lukaku and you want Morata, then that's probably better to do.
The thing is, I want Rom for 2 weeks and then I really don't want Rom.
So, I mean, you can just downshift then.
Yeah, I guess I could just do that. Just I mean, go your team's super, fucking super short-term solid. Lukaku. My team's your solid team's really as I solid. Take a fucking 180K red arrow fuck in my deep throat cock fuck in my ass. Like,
I mean, if you
fuck my team, dude. Like, oh, my God, dude. Like, I'm trying to put my fucking cock to the grindstone and, like, actually get some good shit going, but I just can't hook it, dude. I can't get going.
Dude, you got like 45 points from your fucking midfield alone. It's just the rest
and
of the
I got
fucks.
A giant red arrow.
I know, but your team is good. It's just like they're not good.
They're just not actually good. That's what I was saying at my opener, my darkness. It's like I'm off before this week. I'm off 5 straight green arrows where I went up a total of like 200K ish. And then I get one red arrow that's just like 8,000 steps backwards. Like it just cancels out every green arrow I've had that whole period. It's just like
a lot out.
Because that's because of captains.
It's captains.
It's like, I mean, if I was captain. Hitting my captains in those green arrow weeks, I'd be flying. I'd be top 100K.
Hitting captains hard.
But I never hit captain. So yeah, when I red arrow, I really fucking red arrow.
I like the Lukaku safety captain this week. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably
the move. I would have probably be a hard time for me to not do it. But, I mean,
there's just no – he's so the standout captain, Simon Close.
I know. That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah. No, I know, and I'm agreeing with you. I think it's probably the right move. I just don't know if I'm – I just don't know if I'm doing everything wrong this year or not. Like, where's the mad scientist? Where's my fucking punt? Like, I'm not having – fun, dude.
Ugh, don't tell me that.
I'm just dying out here. I'm just out here dying, dude.
Oh my god. At least we have the pod and we have the Slack. We have our friends on Slack.
Yeah, we have friends. We have friends. Yeah. At least I'm not Derek who transferred out Alonso and Grob to watch them get like 8,000 points this week.
Did he transfer both of them out this week? That's great. And he never makes transfers.
And he never makes transfers. He's the most patient, calm FPL player in the world.
And he asks the same question 5 times.
Every week. He's like, oh, should I get rid of question. Them? Oh, I'm going to hold Marcos one more week.
Let me ask later.
Like, and then he gets rid. Marcos back-to-back cleans and a goal and Grob just like 10-pointer. Boom.
Ouch. Rob, first shot in a few months, right in. Right. Double nutmeg goal, of course.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully Jones plays. I'll probably do that, dude. I'll probably do Rahm and some fucking defender. I don't even know who. Who's a good defender? Who's good?
Chelsea's good.
Yeah, Chelsea's good, but I don't know. Bad fixture. Still Alonso. Maybe I'll get Kyle.
Yeah, that's I like that.
Oh, or you can get a little Kyle action? Okay. I'm buzzing about Kyle. Oh my god. Fuck me, dude. Oh.
Yeah, I think
I love like Bert price rises tonight. Like he's off a one pointer where they got fucking done by Arsenal.
I think that? Kyle's actually really good chat for you.
Yeah, I expect like rotation at fullback, right?
No. He rotates them when they don't fucking need him, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess he just never rotates Kyle. He's played 90 straight every
game. I'd love Kyle in there for you, actually.
Yeah, could be good.
Yeah, I love that. And it caps your third City lead.
Yeah, that's huge
fun.
Differential.
That's fun. Kyle's so fast.
That's fun. He's fast. He's clearing offsides goals off the line. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll go Kyle. Ugh,
that would have been a Vardy goal.
Yeah, it would have been a Vardy goal. What could have been?
All right, let's check this out. I'm fucking tearing up from that buzzing Kyle buzz.
Cock to the grindstone, dude. I don't even know, like, what does nose to the grindstone even mean, dude?
Well, you know, grindstone is like it's like a whetstone, right? Like you use it to sharpen knives.
Yeah, but what does nose to the grindstone mean? Like my nose.
If you do that, you die.
You're just dead. So don't ever put your nose to the grindstone.
Just put the pedal to the metal.
Yeah, pedal to the metal. Also, now we're talking. Now we're cooking with
metal
gas.
On the bottom of the pedal. You know, touch just the tip.
Just the tip.
Yeah. Just touch the tips.
Okay, let's slap asses. I'm going to do them right here, right now. New patrons, new lads, new friends of the pod. Let's go. We got Arav Karkwal. He fucking puts his cark to the grindstone. I'll tell you what. We got Ricky Chubbs straight in. Another chubby to the grindstone. Dude is absolutely flying this week. I think he had 11 out of 11 returns. He was posting his team in Slack. Holy fuck. And Danny Mack. I mean, just everyone wants to be friends with a Danny Mac. You just want to say that. Always pronounce his full name. You never just go Danny. You never just go Mac. It's Danny Mac. It's full name. Good. Thanks, guys. Love you all. Thanks. Welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, welcome to the Tit Fest. I hope you enjoy yourself. Thanks so much. Check us out, dude, at fmlfl.com. Follow on Twitter, @fmlfl. Support us at patreon.com/fmlfl. Cheers.